Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHAPAFAIR.
CGA.
CGA, CDA.
Any other A's.
F and A.
Al-Anon. Or any Anons.
Why are you giving me the look? Shelly's giving me the
because
look.
Because I looked over at the bar and you were barely in the green and your microphone was sideways next to your face.
I think that you'll hear that I sound just perfect.
If you say so yourself.
If I say so myself. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelly.
And Mark.
We have we have peanut gallery people.
We have special guests.
From far away.
I'm so excited.
We have, we have special nuts.
we have special nuts. I feel like we have royalty visiting.
Are you guys familiar with what the short bus is?
Do you have to hand them a mic?
Well, no, I'm just looking to see. See, in America, if you ride in the short bus, that's like the bus that all the special kids get to ride in. The little yellow bus, yes.
All the kids unload with hockey helmets on.
We want one. I want one. And we could all ride around with, like, football helmets on.
When we do our tour, we would absolutely use
the
short bus.
The last 30 days tour.
The last 30 days tour.
We'll be lucky if we can get 10 people to go to the convention, and now you want to do a tour?
We're going to have 80 at the convention, I'm going to predict.
We'll
right
see.
Then.
Half of them will be drunk, but we're going to have 80 there.
We'll be inviting people up from the bar. Hey, yeah. You want a last 30 days tip? I like that.
Yeah. Can I get a drink for this?
Hey, pitch it.
Pitch
Mark,
what?
The convention.
That'd be July 18th through 20th at the
South Point.
At the South Point Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. You can call the South Point and tell them you're registering for the Recovery 101 group, and they will get you set up.
Somebody made mention.
What?
Mr. Piper.
What
he went
Piper
to sign
say?
Up,
uh-huh.
Went to register online.
Uh-huh.
It asked for a promo code. You can't just type in a thing like Recovery 101. It asks for a promo code, so we got to find out what that is.
Or he could call like we tell him to. Piper doesn't follow directions is his problem.
He used to be in the CIA or something.
Or something, or post office, one of the two.
Now, you know what?
Jeez.
I will always go back to the time. I remember Bill would tell these kind of interesting stories about cleaning up things after they happen. And I was always kind of like, I don't know. It was, they're alcoholic stories. So, you never know how they're going to be. So we go to a shooting range with Bill. You run your target out to like 30 feet or whatever. Bill runs his target out to like 50 feet.
He's
there. I'll draw a happy face on that. On the head of this target, which is really not very big. The target part where the body is big.
Yeah,
but where the head
out.
is not very big. It's like slightly larger than your fist. Yeah. And he goes, bam, 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 bam. He comes back, there's a smiley face. And I'm like, I'll never not believe anything Bill says.
And he didn't even, aim. He just did it it was natural.
Yeah.
He's like,
I used to do it better than that. And I'm like, dude, I'm lucky I'm hitting the target.
Yeah. I know.
I'm going center mass hoping I hit something.
I fire in, there are turtles in Arizona going, ow!
So anyway,
yeah.
did you introduce our friends?
No. We got to hand over.
We could introduce them when we come back from the break and you actually have them come on the show.
We could.
That's true.
We could do that.
We could
only
do that.
Introduce them when they're actually going to talk.
You know what that means.
What's that mean?
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. We spare no expense.
That's right.
No expense on the sound effects for this show.
You know what I wonder, though, is that I'm starting to wonder if younger listeners
don't know what that
sound is, the teletype machine sound.
Yeah, I know.
They would have no frame of reference.
These guys are younger. Do you know what they are?
See, they have no idea.
They don't even know what it is. It's just a cool effing sound effect.
That's right.
That's what the teletype news ticker used to sound like back in the day.
Walter Cronkite or one of these big old news guys would come on the air in the background and be like, do-do-do-do-do-do, and then this machine would be like kicking out news story to him. Yeah, back in the day when you had to print the news story from a dot matrix printer. So, this is from Phil.
I think
it's Phil M.
Phil!
Soaring coffee bean prices. They're threatening Starbucks.
Why?
You guys do not seem tore up by this.
I'm not really. Why?
I am. Your morning cup of joe is about to get more expensive. Coffee beans are now so pricey, even Starbucks has ratcheted back its purchases. Hence why they're pushing a lot of this Oprah chai tea stuff. Because they're trying to buy less coffee. Arabica beans? The variety used by Starbucks has surged 90% this year due to drought in Brazil.
At $4 a cup, I think they're doing okay.
Well, from what I hear, coffee is like the most profitable beverage to sell.
Yeah.
So. It's 90% water.
Arabica coffee futures have lately approached $2.15 a pound, which is interesting because you want to buy a pound of Starbucks, it's like $12.99.
There's a little markup. There's a margin.
Now, they did lock in orders through the end of this year and a good portion of next year. So when everyone else's prices are going crazy, theirs will not be as crazy. But they are going to go up.
Good
so
to know.
Go.
Well, it's a good thing I drink tea mostly now.
Yeah. It's funny. It's like 90 degrees in the studio, and the fan is pointed at no one. There are like five people sitting here. Any one of them could get a piece of this fan? Nobody.
You know what likes to get a piece of the fan?
The computer.
The CPU likes to get a piece of the fan when it's hot out.
I dare somebody to push the button because I will be amused when I see what happens
to the kale
when the fan hits it.
Yeah. When the kale hits the fan?
When the kale hits the fan.
Bruce will be sitting there covered in green.
Instead of just on my teeth.
Yeah.
Eat one piece of that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, your entire mouth is going to be
full
of green. Yeah.
Good.
Fran.
Good for you.
Fran.
Fantastic. Our number one Fran. California wrestling coach suspended for taking down drug dealer.
Isn't he the hero of the week then?
It says a viral video flew through social media. A California teacher and wrestling coach, guy's name is Mark Black. He took advantage of his takedown prowess when he saw a student he suspected of dealing drugs.
Yep.
So apparently this is at Santa Monica High School.
Yeah, he took him down.
Story.
He took him down.
They're still doing an investigation, but the video of the classroom fight surfaced on World Star Hip Hop and got 1 million views.
Wait a minute. Wait.
I saw it too because you know me and YouTube.
Yeah.
Wait. This is a teacher taking down a kid in school who's suspected of being a drug dealer. How did it end up on hip hop something or other?
Well, it's drugs.
But isn't hip-hop like rap?
Yeah, you're in the same genre.
KTLA-TV, which is the local TV station here, it was not known what triggered the confrontation, but some students told KTLA it's pretty much because he was selling drugs in class.
Yeah.
In class.
Yeah.
Well, he's an entrepreneur.
So the teacher took him down. Students have now heavily sided with the teacher. It wasn't that way at first. Matter of fact, the one guy says, it's kind of nice to have a badass teacher like that. Perfect. This got sent to me with a thing that said, you think this is boozy news? It's from you, Mark. He goes, you think this would rank for boozy news? I'm thinking, oh, absolutely.
Well, I don't know. What is it?
Cab driver got sexual thrill out of making women pee in the backseat of his taxi.
Ew. Ew, why?
Now, this is something for you to remember. Never take a mysterious snack offered by some random cab driver in the third largest city in Japan.
Was it asparagus?
Just don't do it, even if you're really, really, really hungry. Some 50 women in the city of Osaka sadly failed to heed this advice, reports the Bangkok Post, which I don't know why the Bangkok Post is reporting on this in Japan, but okay.
One night in Bangkok.
And the world's your oyster.
This week's sleeps a Japanese cab driver, Noshihiko Nishi. Noshihiko Nishi. Somehow enticed four dozen or so women into his vehicle for long trips. At least one, he baited a woman with a half-price fare. Then he offered crackers to the passengers once they were inside. The crackers were were covered with pharmaceutical-grade diuretics.
Oh, my
which
God.
Which are substances promote the production of urine.
And they worked.
He bought the diuretics through the magic of the Internet, because you can buy anything on the Internet.
Yeah.
He mashed them down into dust and mixed them with the crackers. When the women then felt the strong urge to use the bathroom, Nishi refused to let them out to do so. Eventually, they had no choice but to urinate in the backseat of the cab. Now, interestingly enough, that's how the story ends. There's, like, nothing about what happened to him or the women or anything.
It's just peeing in the back of a cab. That's really gross.
Especially if you're the next fare.
Yeah, the next guy goes to get in. He's like,
he doesn't let guys in. Only women that have to pee, apparently.
Don't know that.
They didn't have to pee when they got in.
When you said snack at first, I thought, what is he making him eat asparagus that would, like, smell bad or something? Ooh. Like, he's, like, had an asparagus
smell
fetish.
Why does that happen?
I don't know. And, like, did you know if you eat too many beets, your poop turns purple?
I did not know that.
It's true.
I never studied that closely.
That is why I do not eat beets.
I am never eating beets again.
Not
really.
Have you ever known me to make a beet in this house, ever?
No, I don't eat them.
And do you know why?
Because they make your poop purple?
Because beets were put here by aliens. I'm telling you.
We were probably put here by aliens.
Any food that turns your product a different color was put here by aliens. It's a marker. It's like, you know, when you get those fluoride treatments when you're a kid, and they make you chew on those little tablets and your teeth turn red?
Right.
That's what it is.
Alcohol turns it green.
It does?
Oh, if you drink enough of it.
I don't know. Maybe I'm too drunk to notice.
I'm starting to come around to the fact that we might be here because of aliens.
Just you.
We might be aliens.
Just you.
That's what I'm saying.
That's it.
You ever watch those shows? Those, you know, ancient alien shows? There's the one guy.
I don't know
what his name is. Something Banarakakakos or something. He comes on, his hair's like sticking off the side. He goes, it was aliens. Everything's aliens with this guy. It might be. Whenever they talk about chariots of fire and people flying, angels flying around, could be aliens.
Do we have more news?
We do.
Apparently not. We have
this
aliens.
This is from PK. This is from Phil K. Oh, yeah. So this guy, his name's William Baer. He was arrested in Guilford, New Hampshire High School. Apparently there's a book.
Billy Baer?
Yeah.
Billy Baer.
apparently there's a book called 19 Minutes. Have you heard of such a book?
By Pakul, Jody Pakul.
That is
I guess she's heard
correct.
Of it. I guess she's heard of it.
Do you know what it's about?
It's probably about what all of her books are about, which is some sort of familial trauma.
Okay. But in this particular book, there's quite an explicit passage talking about two teens having sex. And
okay.
It's required reading at this school.
Why?
Every year, for however many years they've been doing it, they tell the parents that this book is coming. You can choose whether or not you have your child read it.
It's only been out for like 5 or 6 years. I mean, it's not that old of a book.
Right, but I guess they've had books with other passages that were steamy before. So the guy says, I didn't get any notice about it. So he went to the city council or the school board or whatever, and they were talking. And, of course, just as with city council is, you can go in and say your piece, and then they want you to shut the F up and sit down.
Okay.
So, like, you can't banter back and forth with them. And he's like, we're adults here. He goes, this isn't like I can just come in and make a statement, and then I'm not allowed to comment anymore. This is my kid's education I'm talking about. And they said, well, you've got to sit down or we're going to have you arrested. And he says, well, I guess you better arrest me. So they arrested him.
Okay.
I'm
wondering where the story is.
They arrested this guy at a school board meeting for objecting to the reading material they're having this 14-year-old read.
I know, but where's the kicker?
Well, there is really no kicker to it. That was you got to talk to Phil about that. Phil sent this in.
That was the whole story?
What
was so bad about the
book?
If
you want to get to the really bad part, there is a part in here that says he spoke out of order.
Pretend somebody was on Xanax or something, okay?
Now, wait. What is it about the book that upset him so much?
He didn't get noticed.
Sex?
It's kids banging, and his kid's 14. And it's very graphic.
Does he not know what his kid is actually reading?
Yeah, and he says, I don't want my kid reading that.
Yeah.
His kid's reading a lot worse than that. Because I know what the kids are checking out.
Not sponsored by the school, though.
True, but still.
You allow kids to check out porn? The library has porn?
Oh, yeah. We had a book that for a while never got checked out. Not
one. 50 Shades of Grey?
No. Well, we've got a lot of copies of that. But we had a book for a while that never checked out, not once, but every single morning I'd have to pull it out from under the stairs because that's where it would be. Because we have this little area
in the stairs. Did you pull it out
with
gloves?
I probably should have. It was called the whole lesbian sex book.
Can you bring that home?
No, because
WH or HO?
WHOLE,
okay.
The whole lesbian
okay.
sex book.
Okay.
No, I cannot bring it home because somebody finally stole it. But every
all the pages were stuck together. Anyway.
You know what? I'd really like the audio book of that.
And do you know who sits under the stairs and reads books? The teenagers. I know exactly what they're reading. They've got Wifey and Forever and all kinds and 50 Shades and all this stuff under the stairs that they're reading.
All right, so let me ask you a question, because we know this is a big thing in New Hampshire, apparently.
Yeah.
Just anyone can check those books out? There's no age limit to checking out a book?
No.
Really? Because you can't buy a book with any sexual content in it, like, at 7-Eleven unless you're over 18.
You can't if you go to, well, you can't check
like
out.
Like a Playboy. You can't get a Playboy.
Yeah, you couldn't buy a Playboy at a Barnes & Noble, but if you go to Barnes & Noble and you're 12 years old, you can buy a copy of 50 Shades of Grey.
How about The Joy of Sex?
I'm sure you
fully
could.
Fully illustrated.
I'm sure you could. There are no laws
that
regulate what you can buy.
Now that I think
buy.
About it.
You can't check out, you can't buy a Playboy, but you can go sit under the stairs and read it.
Yes, you can. Well, we don't have Playboy at the library.
Did you used to?
No.
But you got 50 Shades of Grey.
We got a lot of copies. And in fact, when they come back, when the 50 Shades of Grey books come back, a lot of times they have water damage, so I know exactly where the women have been reading them. And we, like, handle those with gloves and throw them directly in the trash. and then we just add more copies.
Okay, here's the final one.
Okay.
For this time. Hannah Kern. Never heard of her?
No.
Med school student.
Okay.
Looking for help getting through med school.
Okay.
So she was auctioning off her virginity.
What did it go for?
Yeah, how much did it
The last bid, $801,000.
That'll cover medical school.
Yeah. She was hoping to get $400,000, which was one of the opening bids.
Did this actually go through?
Did she accept?
Well, she was auctioning it off under a nom de plume, which was Elizabeth Rain. She's a 28-year-old double PhD MD student, University of Washington. And the Huffington Post said they came to her specifically for her to tell them the story. But she goes, having given it a sincere try, I now completely understand why these things never do work out. This is a very messy mix, as a quote, of auction publicity that is nearly impossible to balance. The final bid was a whopping $801,000, and she's pretty attractive. I wouldn't give her $801,000, but somebody would.
Yeah.
She had a blog. Her own blog is called Musings of a Virgin Whore. So that'll tell you something about this gal.
Did she?
And here's her long quote about it.
Did she collect?
I have decided to put a stop to this kerfluffle.
Oh, man.
To describe it nicely. And return my focus to my medical training. I still do possess some spitefully strong beliefs about virginity, prostitution, and a woman's right to do as she damn pleases. But school is my first priority, as it has been for my entire life. This is shortly after her being called into the dean's office. At this point, I no longer care about the auction at all. This was a very easy decision to make. Now, there's some guy out there who said, I'm getting ripped off.
Did he pay the $801?
No, but he's still thinking he got ripped off because he had the winning bid.
Now, see, I got to be honest.
Dude.
I think I might have gone for that. Considering, when you consider the fact that most American women have just tossed away their virginity for free, if I could have
what makes
gotten
you think it's so
$800,000 for it? Well, that's what I'm saying.
Back in the day, I collected a lot of those.
Yeah, if you're just going to chuck it, why not get paid?
let's
you're,
review.
You're
let's,
making,
let's
you're making
review.
Things tough
wait,
on young
wait,
American guys everywhere right now.
Let's review dating. I pick you up. I take you to dinner. I buy dinner.
Right.
I take you to the movies.
Right.
I buy this everything at the movies.
Right.
I get you your junior mints and your popcorn.
Right.
Afterwards, we
afterwards,
go to Denny's.
We go to Denny's.
Right.
And then we come home, where you consent to give me a goodnight kiss on your porch with your dad looking through the window.
Right.
I am now into this $140.
Right.
And I got to do it again.
Right. Multiple times.
Yeah, multiple times.
Right.
Not
whereas.
Multiple times. Not multiple times.
Three.
Maybe three.
Three?
Three.
So
my rule was 10.
So I'm about
no,
I'm between $400 and $500
three,
into this.
Yeah.
They know after the first date whether
so
they're ready.
For $300,
they know.
Yeah.
I could go one time and know I'm going to close the deal.
Yeah.
Oh, by getting a hooker?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, good one too.
A good one.
$300. Oh yeah, you can get a prime time hooker for that.
And I can watch the ball game.
And probably at the same time.
At the same time.
And they'll let themselves out.
Yeah. So, what's so special about this virginity thing that you're supposed to be collected on?
Well, somebody thinks it is. Obviously, somebody bid
$801,000. We all think it is, obviously, because we're the dupes that go through this
she's
shit.
She's an idiot, though. $801,000. Dude, you could probably buy a virgin somewhere for less than that. I'm not saying that's right.
You could have
I'm
one.
I'm not saying that's
you
okay
could have one, you
or
could
that's
have one birth,
right, but...
You could have one birthed and raise it.
Yeah, exactly. You ask Woody Allen.
Oh, I'm not responsible for that remark.
And that might, you know what?
What?
I should almost do, no, we'll start out the next one with this one. Right. That, my friends, is the end of the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, radio. Yeah.
Welcome back.
Your dreams were your ticket out.
Welcome back.
To that same old place that you laughed about.
Though the names have all changed since you've been around. We can't remember
we'll
too
stop.
Many of the words to it, actually.
Yeah, no, we just actually know them all.
We just say it because Shelly doesn't have a mic in her hand.
I know, so she's in here.
The most she could do is knock us out with the slipper of death or something. She's looking for it. Yeah, she's ready.
We got folks.
We have guests.
We do.
We have guests, and I'm going to pronounce it wrong even though I already know it, and I already had her pronounce it for me. Mareva. Mareva? And Anthony from Paris.
Yay.
Yay! They're out to visit us. And Mark?
They came all the way from Paris
to Laguna Beach
to see us.
In Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
The other stuff they did was just merely side stuff to coming here.
To fill time until we
were
ready
to record.
You
know, like going to the Grand Canyon and things like, you know, it's a hole in the ground, you know. It's
a little filler before they came to see us.
They went to go on the skywalk.
Uh-huh.
And how much was a picture on the skywalk?
I don't know. We didn't go to the skywalk. It's like $50 to get on the skywalk, and you're not allowed to take your camera, so at the end they sell you their pictures.
Can you take your phone?
No.
Yeah, see, they're smart for that.
Yeah.
You know what I need? I need a little GoPro thing. Little GoPro. Yeah. This films all the time. have it sticking out of like a, I don't know, my kid's teddy bear or something. The big eye on it, GoPro eye. So we're going to talk about international recovery.
Okay. What about it?
Have you guys been to any meetings here? Did you go to any on this trip?
No, I've been to meetings in Miami and New York.
Oh. Now, how do those differ from... Because you were telling us a little bit of stuff earlier, like the Narcotics Anonymous meetings were in English or...
In French.
In French. But the AA meetings were in English.
Yeah.
Talk about being exclusionary.
Yeah.
Those NA guys are exclusionary. Look, you don't speak any French, you can't even be in here. I mean, you can be in here, but you're not going to...
What's the French word for sober?
No.
You're not going to know. What is the French word for sober?
Abstinence.
Actually, you know what's weird? I feel more like one of the guys from Monty Python than someone actually speaking French. Like, I sound like one of the guys from Monty Python pretending like I'm speaking French, because I am. How about clean? Like in a drug way.
They use the same word.
Abstinence?
Yeah.
Oh,
see? How much easier that would be?
Yeah.
See?
See, if everyone here just used sober, we'd be good.
See, you NA purists in the United States?
Yeah, abstinence.
That's right.
We should just start saying that.
Universal.
All the time. We'll just start saying abstinence.
Abstinence. That's right.
Oh, yeah, I can see this coming. For the next 6 months, every meeting we go to, Bruce is going to say, "Hello, my name is Bruce, and I am abstinence."
Right. I have no problem. Jean-Claude Bruce.
We'll start a whole new thing.
Yeah.
We could actually take a meeting and take a group conscience, and if we word it right, we could make that how you have to identify.
No, but actually you don't identify like that. Like, you say you're abstinent, but you identify as an alcoholic or as an addict.
Now, how do you say alcoholic?
Alcoholique.
Alcoholique? See, it's even easier. That's alcoholique.
Right. One less syllable.
Dependent.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah,
alcoholique.
Alcoholique.
I didn't realize, you know who Lalique is, right? Lalique?
No.
Big French art glass sculpture designer guy. I didn't even realize he's an alcoholic. He's got it right in his, he's got it right in his name. Alcoholique.
And dependent.
Okay.
It's like depends.
I have a dependent. So... When you guys, tell us about the chips in Paris. What happens with the chips in Paris?
Like in AA, you only get the chips, like in the English-speaking AA, which is like English-speaking because it's like mostly English-speaking expats, like Americans or English people. So you get the chips only, there's a 5 a.m. Saturday meeting.
5 a.m.?
No, 5 p.m.,
oh,
sorry.
I was
thank
just
God.
I was just saying, no wonder they don't give away very many chips.
I only see one 5 o'clock a day, and the a.m. one isn't
it. Like the 5 p.m. speaker meeting, and it's in the American church, and you get the chips there. So, like, there's always a lot of people, and you have to go to that meeting to get your chips.
Now, I have to ask you this, because I've never heard it put that way. The American church... What's an American church?
Like, it's the American church in Paris. It's, like, for expats, and I think it's Protestant. And then there's also an American cathedral in Paris.
Oh.
For the
expats.
English, for the English-speaking crowd.
Expats.
Yeah,
that's going to be us in Belize. You know, and I'm sure Paris is very nice, but if I'm going to be an expat, I'm going to somewhere tropical.
Yeah.
Like Tahiti or Belize or something like that. Something with deadly... jungle diseases and things like that.
You don't have to go to Belize for deadly jungle disease. Just go to our bathroom.
Good Lord.
Ooh.
So,
I can hold it now. Thanks,
Mark. You've gone to some meetings internationally, right?
Not internationally.
You never been in Canada or Mexico?
Nope. Not that I've gone to meetings. I've been to those places, but you know.
Caribbean?
No.
Never went?
U.S.
See, I always... And you guys haven't either. See, I always go to meetings when I go on vacation, because I'm all up for checking out what's going on in other places.
Well, some are sicker than others.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've been in Thailand to a meeting, too. And before I got sober, I've been to meetings in... Like, when I was trying to get sober, I've been to meetings in Mexico.
Now, Have you ever spent time in Germany?
Yeah, I've been to meetings.
Do you
in
speak
Germany.
Any German?
Yeah, I'm
you have kind of a German accent.
Yeah, I'm German.
Oh, well, there you go. I was just noticing that. I'm like, jawohl. I was just thinking that. And here earlier, I was telling her, even after the war, I really don't trust the Germans.
Nice.
Well, we were talking about meds, and I'm like, I don't know if I want meds designed by a German company. Well, I wake up in the morning going like this, you know. He went there. Nobody saw it.
He went
Some
there.
Some people know what it was. Not necessarily.
It was rude.
Bruce Not meant to be rude.
Bruce did the Sieg Heil.
Just a little comic impasse there.
That's right. We're irreverent. We're
irreverent. Okay, now we got to hear from Anthony as well.
Oh, boy.
Now, Anthony, what year did you get sober?
That was 2000. I mean, I've been sober for 8 years, so it's like, what, 2014 now?
18 years?
No, 8 years.
Oh, man, I was going to say, damn.
Yeah.
You got sober when you were a kid.
I was already drunk, but
so
no.
06, 06, yeah.
Yeah, 06.
Cool.
So three of these guys in here, Shelly and you two, are like all in the same time period. Now, do you go to said AA meeting where you can get a chip?
I used to. Like, I've been like really bad on that. Like, Mariva's really good. I mean, she sticks with the program. She goes to the meeting. She gets sponsored and all. Me, I'm like, yeah, I'm not.
You're flying by the seat of your pants?
Yeah, well, I mean, like.
Don't worry, we'll save a seat for you.
No, that's fine. No, I mean, just like, I mostly went to French-speaking AA meetings.
Ah.
And, I mean, they're really helpful. They give you the message and everything. It's just like, the last couple of times, I mean, I went there, like, okay, I go to a meeting. I don't feel great, but I don't feel bad, but I go to the meeting. That's the thing to do. And then after the meeting, I was really depressed and more down. I'm like,
they get better faster in French.
So I'm like, after a couple of times, you know what? I'm like, better just reading like the books and everything on my own and not go to the meeting and be more depressed and like even like, why am I doing here? Than just like sticking with
whatever works, man.
I think there's not a lot of meetings in Paris.
Oh no, there's a bunch of meetings. I mean, at least four or five a day, I would think. Yeah, something like.
See,
that.
See, I'm one of those guys, man. If I go to meeting A and it sucks and I feel depressed, then I choose meeting B or meeting C to go to that night. And if those both suck, I maybe fall back on meeting D or E. I might have to drive the metro a little way to get to the E.
And if that doesn't work?
Well, I drive the metro.
And if that doesn't work, you go buy a coffee pot.
You go buy a coffee pot and start your own meeting. All you need to start a meeting is a coffee pot and a resentment.
That's right.
You can start a meeting right away. So you can start a new brand of meeting. You could charge for it. Get some guy who's a licensed psychiatrist to be there.
There you go.
They were talking about earlier that they don't really have like sober living houses, and how treatment is difficult there because it's very expensive and people are going off to other countries because it's less expensive. Yeah. And I'm like, you guys don't have any like sober living houses? They're like, no. And I'm like, you guys need to start opening some because there's a lot of money in that.
Well, so my question would be like, after they go like in Europe, after people go to any kind of a rehab or a treatment, what do they do afterwards?
Just out on the street?
Usually,
go to meetings.
Yeah, you go to meetings. Usually, that's where it goes. Yeah. Like, I would think, like, correct me if I'm wrong, Mary, but, like, I would say, like, alcoholism of, like, dependency, drug dependency, something like that. Maybe I'm not, like, advanced as a, like, a disease, recognized a disease, like, all the way in Europe. Like, I know for alcoholism in France, I mean, like, we have alcoholics who have meetings and all. It's just, like, I don't think, like, the Social Security or anything is really tackling that as, like, a main issue dependency. Like, they're starting going up to CNC commercial with, like, oh, if you're having more, like, the two drinks a day, maybe you have, like, some problem with dependence about alcohol, blah, blah, blah. And they're trying to say, yeah, if you drink too much, then, like, your life expectancy decrease and all those kind of stuff. So I think they're starting to get, like, aware of that, and probably in the future they're going to be developing more, like, sober houses or treatment or something like that.
I could be wrong, but like in Italy and France, isn't like one a day like kind of like required? Like,
yeah, pretty much.
You know, like with dinner or something.
Yeah,
it's like,
because
they're like, oh, you might have two a day. I'm like, one of them was inside the food I just ate. Like a lot of it.
Yeah, like usually they say like a glass of red wine, preferably from Bordeaux. Usually,
and it's supposed,
that's
yeah, preferably from
yeah.
Bordeaux.
Yeah, because
that doesn't count.
Yeah. There's a book or there's a movie out right now called Red Obsession, and it's about Bordeaux wine. And how the Chinese are buying it up, like, I mean, like, these people are bidding, like, millions of dollars on bottles of Bordeaux wine. for one. That's what you should be doing. You should be getting into the wine industry because you won't be drinking all your profits.
But I actually had a girl in NA who wanted to become a sponsee, and she was always saying she was 30 days clean and then 31, 32, and then at 40 days clean, I hear her speak at the meeting and I'm like, I thought I understood that she was still drinking wine. So after the meeting, she slips out so I couldn't talk to her. The next day, she picks up her 30-day chip, and then after the meeting, I go up to her.
Was this at an NA meeting?
Yeah. But, like, alcohol is a drug.
Yeah, I know where this is going, though.
It's clearly stated in the... So then she goes, like... I go after the meeting, I ask her, like, are you still drinking red wine? Did I understand this correctly? And she goes, like, yeah. And I'm like, then
give
you're
back
not, no, but then you're not clean DNA way. She's like, yes, I am. So I show her, like, the reading where it says, like, we do this reading.
We cannot afford
beginning.
To be confused about alcohol. Alcohol is a drug. It's caused more addicts to go out than any other substance.
Exactly. And I show her that, and she's like, then fuck the NA way. And I never saw her again.
Perfect. Anyway. Well, we've done several shows on that, like the people that have what we call dual recovery dates. They'll be like, well, it's, you know, I'm here taking my 60-day chip, but it's been 11 years since I've been off heroin. I'm like, so that means you have 60 days. And they're like, well, I have 60 days on alcohol and 11 years on heroin. Yeah, that means you have 60 days. No, but I got 11 years on heroin.
Congratulations.
You got 60 days.
Congratulations. Here's your 60-day chip.
Yeah, congratulations.
We are
so
happy
before,
for
we
you.
Had a gal, and she's like, you know, she had a, was going to take a chip for, like, I don't know what it was, 16 years or something. We didn't have a 16-year chip, but I happen to have one on my keychain. So I'm pulling it off my keychain and going to present it to this girl so she can have it. And as the girl is sharing, she doesn't have the chip in her hot little hand yet, but she's sharing, and she goes, you know, it's been 16 years, cocaine-free. We're in a Cocaine Anonymous meeting. She goes, cocaine-free? And only drink some once in a while. And I'm like, to the chip person, like, give me back my chip. Please give me back my chip. Now, in Paris, how many people live in Paris? Because I don't even know.
Like, with the suburbs, it's like 12 million.
Okay, 12 million. So we're talking hundreds of meetings, right? I mean,
no, but in town it's like 2 million more or less, and actually in the suburbs where the meetings would be more needed, like especially like in the really bad neighborhoods, there's no meetings. Like,
really?
No. And
dude, we can make money over there. There's a way to make money on recovery over there. We could do it, man.
They could just listen to
this
show.
And there's actually, for all France, there's one 12-step facility.
For all of France?
All of France. And we have, like, about 12 meetings, 12 NA meetings a day, 10 English-speaking AA, and, like, 4 or 5 French-speaking.
And you know what's weird?
Get Pinsky on the phone quick.
You know what? And you know what's weird? You know what's weird? Because we've talked about this here. It's not that difficult to work for what they call the area or the group, because... people don't really want to work for the area of the group because it's a bunch of pain in the ass. I submit, Mark, that you and I could go to Portland. Paris. We could get into the one singular group, and we could run all of AA in France. Like, within 2 years.
But the key question is, why would you want to?
Because I'm a...
I know.
An alcoholic, and there's a way to make money off that.
Our intergroup is pretty strong.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, they got 2 million people to choose from. To pick 8.
That's true. Well, because you guys look a little surprised earlier when we were talking about here.
No, but I know that.
I'm telling her that, you know, 100 yards this way, we've got 40 meetings a week, and maybe 150 yards the other way, we've got another 45. I'm like, we have 90 meetings a week within walking distance
of
here. And it's like when you hear about Paris and there's X amount of meetings, and for a large... I mean, 12 minutes, way bigger than L.A. area.
I have, like, 8 meetings walking distance from my house, like, a week.
See, that's good, though. That's really good.
I think there also may be a cultural difference, too, because Americans are very puritanical. So everything that's
home of Larry
not,
Flint and Hustler magazine.
No, well, we are. As a culture, we're very puritanical. So, and everybody's all up in everybody else's business. And it's very...
Present company accepted, though, right?
No.
You think Mark and I are puritanical? We're smoking Cuban
cigars. I mean, as a culture, most Americans are like, you can't do that, that's bad. And everybody, there's always a law, let's regulate everything. Well, you know, you can't do this. And anybody who goes outside, steps outside of that is bad.
Yeah,
it's a bad person.
You guys from France, we live in the freest country on earth, and you can get a ticket for walking across the street.
I think one of the problems, and that wouldn't be seen as a problem, but it's a problem in Germany and France and these countries, is that there's way too much social help, like, from the government. So, like, in Germany, you get heroin for free, so you, from the government in some states.
Can you get cocaine for free?
No.
See, I think that's...
that's unfair, I
know. I think it's racist in a way. It's like drug racist in a way.
But, like, there's so many help programs to keep, like, to enable the addict that you can get, like, really long, like, you can continue using without too many consequences and with a pretty comfortable life. And
it takes a while to get used to holding the microphone right directly in front of you when you talk. What's funny is when the show is over and Mark and Shelley and I will still be talking into the microphone. That we're not even recording anymore.
But like in Europe, what I mean is like in Europe, in America, a lot of times addicts and alcoholics are looked at as bad people.
Yeah.
But not in Europe so much.
In Europe, too, but, like, they don't really believe it's alcoholism, and they don't believe it's a disease. In Germany, they believe a lot, like, addicts are, like, uncurable, so they will, like... Like, there's, like, these kind of... Like, if you've been using for, like, you've been shooting up for 20 years, you're seen as, like... You can't recover, so they just put you on heroin and you do whatever.
Well, and you know what the weird thing is, though? I mean, truly, it's not curable. We have a guy...
Yeah, like, not recoverable.
See,
like, they
you guys,
there's not recoverable.
You guys don't know who this guy is, but there's this treatment center in Malibu.
Yeah, you talk
about
it.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
No, you talk about it.
Well, this guy, he comes on, he says, we have the cure for alcoholism. We have the cure. And I'm like, that's such bullshit. You know, we have the cure. So I called him up. I said, so once I'm done there, I'll be able to go back to drinking normally, right? And the guy goes, well, no. I'm like, why not? If you're curing it, I'm a diabetic. If I'm cured, I can eat as much sugar as I want. So if I'm an alcoholic and I'm cured, yeah, kale chips. There you go. Yeah, I'll have kale chips. But, you know, it's amazing to me when, you know, in different cultures, you know, Germany says, yeah, you're lost, so we'll just give you a bunch of heroin that just let you ride it out till the end. God, you know what? There's heroin addicts that would hear that and go, fuck, I'm moving to fucking Germany, man. Just going to get dosed up every day by the government for the rest of my life.
But so people are really old when they come into the room. Like, the average age in Germany of an addict and who comes into the rooms is way, way higher than in Portugal, for example, where there's nearly no help at all.
What, you know what's weird is in the U.S., and we've been noticing this the last few years, we're getting youngsters. I mean, because speed is wiping kids out quick. And, I mean, they're coming in at 12 years old with stories that are fairly significant. You know, you're like, oh. A guy that used to be on the show, a guy that called me earlier on the phone, as a matter of fact, I picked him up off his lawn when he was 17. And I remember telling his mother, he's only 17. At best, he's a potential alcoholic. But he's got an empty gallon bottle of Gallo wine. And an empty gallon bottle of wine. I'm like, well, surely he doesn't do this every day. And she goes, every day. And then he switches to vodka in the afternoon. And I'm like, oh, well, yeah, I'll take him.
How good of you.
Yeah.
I was in a meeting one time. There was a girl in there, 13 years old. She'd been shooting heroin since she was 9. Her mother taught her how.
Yeah.
Because she used to hold her mom's arm for her while she shot up. And I was like, oh, sorry.
We need to hear one of the boozy news stories on the next show.
Great.
Oh, by the way. So, Shelley, what are your final words on the subject of international recovery?
Wherever you go. There you are.
Whatever you do.
Mark, final words on recovery, international recovery.
This disease knows no boundaries.
Okay, your turn. You guys both get to have final words. Look, he's already stressing. He's over there holding his head. Oh, my God, what do I think? What do
I do have it everywhere, but it's just, like, way more in the States.
Yeah.
We're sicker than others.
Final words, Anthony?
Oh, my God. No, I don't know, but just, like, I mean, you have the books. You get, like, now all the apps. You get everything. You get the internet. I'm sure even if you're traveling on a budget in a hostel in the middle of nowhere, you will find an internet cafe. You can log on, find some stuff you need to get the message across. And you don't really have any excuse nowadays because we're so connected. They say, oh, I'm an alcoholic. I'm an addict. No, I can't find any help. If you can't find help, that's because you don't want to find help. So that's the only thing.
Because you can always listen to this show.
I was gonna mention, my final words would be, of course, Recovery 101 available to every country, downloaded currently by 128 different countries, and, you know, the one guy in Ghana and the one guy in Ireland. The one country that could
probably
use us the most.
One guy in Ireland.
The country that could use us the most. Where's he at?
The Irish do not want to recover. They don't need to recover. They're Irish.
They're
better than the average drunk.
You could send your mail to Shelly at recovery101radio@gmail.com.
You know what it is? 150 people get together in a room and play our show twice a week.
That's it. That's it.
It's like pay-per-view.
Without the pay.
Some guy's charging.
Dude. We could charge $1 per download. We'd be pretty wealthy right now.
No. Just, for free and for fun.
We just blow it.
Yeah, of course we'd blow it. Of course, $9 million? I could blow $9
million. We'd blow it on hookers and tees.
In a good weekend.
Wait. Say that again, Sean?
We'd blow it on hookers and cheese.
Promise?
Okay, somebody Mark. Send me $9 million.
Mark. We have a friend back east.
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can read his fine publication online. You can get an email to you. You can get the subscription prescription. He'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have a recovery home or a sober living or somewhere where many of us sick gather, contact Bruce to send you some copies to strew about the facility. You can also go to 12-Step, what is that? 12stepgazette.com. /... i.e., and you can read the Inland Empire version of the 12-Step Gazette.
Shelley.
Yes.
People listen to the show.
I'm sorry. I mean, yeah. Wait. You just did the 12-Step Gazette. Okay. Yes, thank you. I'm sorry, I was reading the instructions on the Does It All cleaner because I realized that Bruce has been using this miracle cleaner all over everything, and I think it smells horrible, and he says it works really great. You were supposed to be diluting this stuff.
No, I know, but if you don't delete it, it works kick-ass.
Jeez, I'm looking at the dilution ratios. I'm like, holy crap, I'm surprised we still have a sink.
Hey, let me tell you, I don't know who makes this thing. I don't know where you can buy it. Look it up online. D-U-Z It All. Does It All. That stuff, we have a sink. That had,
oh my gosh.
I tried using Clorox bleach and Comet and a steel wool and could not get the stuff out. I started spraying this stuff on. It started taking it off by spraying it. Now, my hands are falling apart, but.
It says on the package, even kills ants and roaches.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. See, and this is how the show goes sideways. I, like, wander off into the stratosphere, blah, blah, blah. Okay, where was I? Oh. Any way that you listen to the show, thank you very much.
My newcomers.
But if you could go to our page, recovery101.net, click on one of the shows, click like or permalink. If you are a member of Podomatic, you've just been counted, thank you very much. That helps us with our numbers. If you are not, you can become a member. It is free.
And fun.
And you can follow us, so you will get automatic updates when we post the shows. You can like old shows. You can leave comments. You can leave topic suggestions. Please leave them in the top show so Bruce sees them easily. And you can also put us on your playlist for all your hot party needs. Whoop, whoop.
Can you imagine? You go to a party, you have a Recovery 101 playlist on.
People dancing to the
dudes. Yeah, I could see it. Fran would do it.
Fran has done it.
There you go. Let's see. Oh, you pitch the convention again, Shelley.
Okay. It's July 18th through the 20th, and I only know that because I had to put my time in request for work. And it's at the Brook Park Hotel. South Point Hotel.
What did you call
Brook Park, South Point. It's the same thing.
South Point Hotel.
The South Point Hotel.
City.
In Las Vegas, Nevada. And whatnot. Yeah, you can go and call them. Call them on the phone and tell them that you want to book for the Recovery 101 convention so that you will get our special doodads.
Okay.
Right. Yes. Perfect. And whatnot.
If you are on Facebook, feel free to like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. If you don't want to be, or if you'd like to be more anonymous, you can join the Recovery 101 group. It's got a little icon of a tree. Still haven't figured out why there's an icon of a tree.
Because when I created the group, the choices for the little icons were limited. There were like 12 things. And the tree, you know, we're recovering, we're growing. So that's why I picked the tree.
Really?
Okay, well, what did you want? The stupid little sappy smiley face?
Was there like a skull and crossbones?
No.
Oh. Was there a needle and a spoon?
It was like a tree.
Was there a booze bottle?
And an arrow and a wrench for some reason and a smiley face and...
The wrench.
Tools. The spiritual tools of recovery.
Okay, well, maybe someday I'll go and change it. Or, you know, we've got four other admins. One of, you know, we can get, you know, I'm sure that Bill or Robert or Fran could change it.
Facebook, with all their money and power, like, you could make a little Recovery 101 thing to put in there, you'd think. Oh, well.
Let's look what thoughts will do.
Okay. We have an email address. At recovery101radio@gmail.com. I don't think I'm going fast enough for Shelley all of a sudden.
No.
She sidetracks us. We're over here for 5 minutes on Does It All. And also we've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't. Shelley, now you guys better be thinking because, you know, there's a thing that I say at the end. There's
and
a thing that Shelley
say,
says.
No, Mark,
thing
and then
that
me,
Mark
and
says.
Then you guys have to say something.
You guys have to have like a
your little bye-bye
one
thing.
Or two thing.
So start thinking now.
Our friend Mike, he says,
"Kay bye."
Kay bye. Kay bye.
They can say anything in another language. We'll have no idea.
Yes.
That's, you could cuss. You could do
that
anything.
That would be awesome. Yeah. That would be, you know, be like the recovery royalty here. They're speaking French.
It's the internet. You can't even fuck that. Shelly, who's the lead-out music by?
I don't know. Who would you like the lead-out music to be by this time? I hadn't thought about it.
Do you have anybody you can think of?
They're like, I don't know.
Mark's got one.
You're falling down.
Doug. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Au revoir.
See ya.